This week's Parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. It's one of the most pivotal Parshiot in the Torah because we get to experience Abraham, and Hashem speaks to Abraham in this Parsha, and what his messaging is to Abraham is really to all of us. We have a concept that the Ramban Nachmanides introduces to us, Ma'ase Avot Simon Labanim. What happened to the forefathers is really a foreshadow of what will come to the children, to the generations of the Jewish people. So what happens to Avraham, or what's being messaged to Avraham, or the lessons that are being conveyed to Avraham in this parsha are crucial to us thousands of years later, because the same message is so important today, just as it was then. So the parsha starts off, and the first sentence, it says that God spoke to Avram, and he told him, Lech lecha, you need to go out, mi'artzecha, from your native land, mi'moladcha, from the place of your birth, mi'beis avicha, from your father's house, and go to the land, el ha'aretz asher ar'eka. So, two things I want to focus on in this pasuk, in this verse. First, it says lech. I want you to go lecha. So in the English translation, it just says go forth, go. But the truth is that when you parse it and you translate it more in a more exact way, it's really translated as lech. I want you to go lecha, for you. And where are you supposed to go? From the land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the place, to the land, asher ar'eka, that I will show you. Let's open, right? Hashem could have said to him, I want you to go and give him the address, like we go today. Let me put it into my Waze, or into my Google Maps, and I'll get there, you know? I'll put in the GPS, we're there. Ela aretz asher ar'eka, there's no address. Just go to the land that I'll show you. Which is, you know, why doesn't God just tell him? So Rashi gives us the answer that he wanted to kind of make it more sweet in his, or make it more, I don't know, build it up, or that, or it should be a greater reward for him because he doesn't know exactly where he's going. But we have to understand, so if this is speaking to us, we have two things here. First, God is saying, I want you to go for you and to the land that I will show you. Now, we've seen in the past, when we were in Devarim, we saw that many times the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the temple, was the place that God would choose. Makom Asher Avchar Hashem, the place that God will choose. And here we see this idea of the land that Hashem will show him, almost like we're leaving it open. So first things first, the Lech Lecha, the messaging of Lech Lecha is so crucial, because what God was saying to Avram is, I want you to go for you. Now Rashi focuses on all the reward in the next pasuk. It says, you know, I'll make you a great nation, I'll bless you, I'll make you your name great, you'll be a source of blessing, or you'll be blessed, and those who bless you will be blessed, and all this. But the key message is here is Lech Lecha. That you're going for you. Because the one thing that God does not have is who we can become. That's the one thing that Hashem is everything, except that us, of the person, the individual, becoming and fulfilling their potential. So here Hashem is giving this directive to Avram, Lech Lecha, go and become you. Go for you so that you could become the person that you can become. That's all that you can give me is you becoming. And you're going to a place that's going to be a place that I will show you. I can't identify it because the nature of this land is something that is constantly in a state of becoming. And so for me, I can't tell you the name of the place, because by giving it a name would limit it. And this is a land that's unlimited. But the truth is, the message is that I'm sending you on a path that's never ending. It's an ongoing saga that is unfolding. And so you're going to go and you're going to travel on this path, and it's going to be a constant thing of halicha, of going. And it's going to be a constant of going to a land that still hasn't been defined. It's a Eretz Asher Ar'eka that I will show you, or that you'll have to find, because it's something that's, even when you're there, it's still unfolding. So I cannot identify it. I heard a beautiful idea this week from my Rebbe, from my teacher. He said, why is it that so many Jews disproportionately have won Nobel Prizes in all the different disciplines, science, in economics, in all these different areas? Why is it disproportionately Jews? So people used to say, I've heard it many times, oh, we're so much smarter. It's not what it is. The reason why so many Jews disproportionately have won Nobel Prizes is because we're trained to always look at things in a new way. Because at the beginning of our history, Hashem sent us out. He sent Avram out on a journey. And we're going to be on this path. And we're constantly going to a place of Asher Erka, of something that's not happened yet. It's unfolding. And so our people has been trained to always look for new ways to look at what it is, because it's constantly, in the nature of creation, is something that's in a state of being unfolding right in front of us. And so that's how it started. Our history started that way, and it continues that way. And so when we get to this, the middle of the parsha, Bereishis Tesvav, chapter 15, we have the most also crucial, it's called the Bris Ben Absarim, the covenant. And what happens here is that God says to Avram, you're going to have a great nation. And Avram says, but I have no children. God says, I promise you that your offspring will inherit you. And then God tells Avram, Vayotze oto hachutza, Vayomer habetna hashamayim osfora kochavim imtuchal esporota, Vayomer lo ko yezarecha. He took him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to count them. And he said, and then God added, so shall your offspring be. But what God took him, the key here is Vayotze oto hachutza. He took him outside. It says that Avram looked at the stars, and he was able to see his mazel, his future was that he was not supposed to have children. And God said, I'm taking you outside. You need to go outside of yourself. You need to come outside of the world that you've created, and you have to look past it. Now look and see how numerous the stars are. Is it possible to count? This is how your children will be. That again, here back to this idea of we need to go outside of ourselves, outside of the world at times. We need to step away to be able to see things for what they really are. And it says to that Aaron believed, he trusted in Hashem, v'hamin b'Hashem, v'yachshevel lo tzedaka, and he saw it as a merit, or as a tzedaka, as a kindness. So who says, who was it that saw it as a kindness? And Rashi explains that it's God. God saw that the fact that Avram was trusting in this promise, God saw that as a merit. And then the next line then tells us that God says to Avram that he identifies himself, God identifies himself as the one who took him out from Ur Kasdim to give him this land to inherit. And then the strangest thing is, Avram turns and says, how will I know? Bama edak yirashena. The strange thing is that here God promised Avram that he's going to have children. Here he was childless. And he says, your children are going to, you're going to have children. They're going to be numerous. And Avram said, no problem. I'm in. I believe it. But then we turn. And the next thing we know is Avram's questioning, how will I know that they will actually inherit me? And so God instructs Avram to take different animals and line them up, and then they're split in half, and that's the making of a covenant. But then God says that after that of a scene of darkness, God then says to Avram, Yadoa teda, you shall know. He asked, Bama eda, how will I know? You'll know. Ki geri yezarachah be'eretz lo lahem b'avadum b'inu otam 400 shana. Know that your offspring shall be strangers in a land not theirs, and they shall be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years, and then they will come out with great wealth. So I skipped the fact that God said he'll execute judgment against the nation that was difficult to them, but then they'll come out with great wealth. So what the idea here, the question is, why is Avram questioning this? If here he believed 2 minutes earlier that the great promises of children and having tremendous offspring, why is it that he has such a difficulty in the promise that God gave him that there's children will come to the land and they will inherit it? And the thing that was troubling Avram is two things. One is that the first promise was just to Avram, and so that he could accept. Here, this next thing was for something that was not necessarily directly in control, in his control. But additionally, what he was concerned about is exactly this idea that we started with. And that's this question, Bama eda ki irashena. How are they going to inherit? What are they going to inherit? The promise of the beginning of the parasha. Lech lecha me'artzecha, you need to leave the place and go to the place asher ha'eka, to the place that I will show you. And really what's going on here is how will I know? How will they know? And God's answer to Avram is Yadoa teda. It's an issue of knowing. It's an issue, it's a process of expanded consciousness, of understanding that they need to go through. It's a process of going into an exile, in going through difficulties, of going through oppression, which is the history of the Jewish people. And what Hashem is telling Avram is that's the nature of this journey. The journey is one of difficulty, of struggle, of constantly going through exiles, personal, individual exiles, and then also communal exiles. As a group, we go through these horrible difficulties. But then at the same time, what we need to understand is that we're on a journey, that we're ultimately going somewhere, that each of us on our own individual level and as a people, we're on this path. It starts. And why? Lech lecha. It's for us to become who we're supposed to be. And if we're able to recognize that, if we really take it to heart, it's an incredibly empowering thing because ultimately where we're going is to the land that's going to become. It's constantly becoming. And that's what we have to understand. No matter where we are in our lives, no matter how old, how young, no matter when, we're always on this path of going and unfolding. And you think you got there, it's just the next step. But it's the journey that's supposed to be the sweetest thing possible. If we're able to really internalize this, every day is sweet, sweet as sugar. Because when things come at us and they're difficult, we just have to take ourselves outside. Hashem took him outside, hachutza. When we take ourselves outside of the difficult situations and we regain perspective, then it's nothing sweeter. Because then we realize we're going to the place, El Ha'aretz Asher Ara'eka. We're going to this land that God will show us. What does that mean? That we're going to go with Him, and we're going to journey to that place that's constantly in a state of unfolding. When we can accept that, just hold on and enjoy the ride, because it doesn't get any sweeter. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.